it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Disaster emergency declared for several Kansas counties. We have the story.
City officials want to crack down on crime in Old Town. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Possible human remains found in North Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Those caught dumping trash illegally in Wichita will face steep fines. Hear what the Wichita City Council approved on Tuesday. Coming up.
The NYPD is boosting coverage at critical locations in New York City ahead of the 9/11 anniversary.
The 9/11 anniversary, the UN General Assembly, and the Jewish High Holidays coming in rapid succession. Security always increased for these events, but vague bomb threats have caused the cops to add more officers to the details. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they are also monitoring threats to bridges and tunnels linking Queens to Manhattan. It's believed that those threats involve people with links to Iran. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A verbal state of disaster emergency for Kansas counties impacted by flooding has been issued by Governor Kelly's office. Monday, several counties west of Salina experienced heavy rainfall of more than a foot in some places. Areas in south-central Kansas are also included. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding and assist counties with any potential need.
Possible human remains found in a North Wichita neighborhood.
The discovery was made Monday afternoon in the 2800 block of North Mascot. That's near 25th in Arkansas. A family cleaning out a building found the remains in an oil change pit, which was partially submerged in water. Homicide detectives say they are investigating the case as a suspicious death. However, additional information has not yet been released. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved increased fines in association with illegal dumping in the city.
Since 2018, almost 11,000 illegal dump sites have been cleaned up by contractors, costing the city over $1.5 million. Prosecuting these crimes have been challenging, with nearly half of the charges dismissed due to lack of proof. Councilmember Brandon Johnson said illegal dumping is a major problem.
What we've seen, just like Councilmember Hoheisel, I've had several neighborhood people send videos. Chris, you know that. I've sent them to you too. And people are just really frustrated. And I think $1,000 minimum is a really good deterrent, hopefully, to stop people from doing that.
The council increased the mandatory fine to a minimum of $1,000 and no more than $1,500 for a first conviction, and not less than $1,500 and no more than $2,500 for a second conviction. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city will also install surveillance cameras at locations where illegal dumping frequently occurs.
The city of Wichita wants to cut down on crime in Old Town. City Council voting yesterday to tighten enforcement, keeping those convicted of violent crimes from returning to the area. Police Captain Aaron Moses says this is one more way to keep Old Town safe.
We all saw incidents in the last 6 months that draw extreme public attention to the Old Town area. And we certainly feel that any additional restriction we can place to help people feel safe in that area is important. From the police department's perspective, having another tool in tool belt to try to keep problem people out of the area while they work on changing their behavior is beneficial.
Anyone convicted of a violent crime in Old Town faces a fine of up to $2,500 and up to a year in jail.
Israel is facing backlash for its strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar Tuesday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
The Qatari government saying, quote, this criminal attack constitutes a flagrant violation of all international laws and norms and a serious threat to the security and safety of Qataris and residents of Qatar. Families of hostages still being held by Hamas told the AP that The prospect of their return now faces greater uncertainty than ever. And President Trump had this to say.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation.
Trump wrote on Truth Social that he immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, but he was unfortunately too late to stop that attack.
Hamas says while five lower-level members were killed, its top leaders survived the strike, but did not offer any evidence of that. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Time running out for the Wichita Wind Surge trying to get a playoff spot. We'll see how they did at Whataburger Field last night, coming up in sports.
The Missouri House of Representatives has passed a new congressional map. More news just ahead on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Missouri House of Representatives passed a new congressional map Tuesday that is expected to hand Republicans an additional seat in the U.S. House of Representatives ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The Missouri Senate now considers passing the new map before it can land on Republican Governor Mike Keogh's desk.
Polish armed forces say Russian drones have been downed, the first time the NATO country has directly engaged Russian assets in its airspace since the Ukraine war started 3 years ago. Polish and NATO aircraft were deployed in Polish airspace early on this morning. That military operation ended after the drones that entered Polish airspace overnight were shot down.
The Supreme Court agrees to hear a challenge to President Trump's global tariffs.
Justices agreed not just to take up the appeal, but also put the case on the fast track. Arguments are set for the first week of November in a challenge to President Trump's use of an emergency authority to implement wide-ranging tariffs. A group of small business owners and states are suing the administration, arguing the president exceeded his powers. So far, lower courts have agreed. The Justice Department asked for a quick intervention from the Supreme Court. President Trump has warned a loss at the high court would amount to an economic catastrophe and potentially undo newly brokered trade deals. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A police dog died after being left in a car under the hot Hawaiian sun.
Hawaii cops say Archer, a 6-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix, died in a police car when its handler walked away for what the department says was an unacceptable period of time. Police say the handler, Sidra Brown, forgot about the drug-sniffing dog in the car, calling this a preventable tragedy. The department now reviewing its canine policies in the hopes of preventing a recurrence. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
49,000 people die by suicide every year in the United States. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will approve a proclamation declaring Suicide Awareness Week and Month in the county. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, help is available.
If you're in mental health crisis, if you have questions, if you just simply need to talk and air some things out or you need some guidance, you know, all you have to do is call 988. It's staffed 24/7. 7 days a week, and they can deploy resources. They can send help. We have ComCare alone has 8 mobile mental health teams, and with an average response time of under 30 minutes when a call comes into 988.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Taking a look at the cameras here. Traffic cameras here in the Wichita area. It does look like the traffic volumes are getting heavier. Things aren't too bad out there right now, though. If you happen to be headed to the west, especially the southwest, you are going to run into some wet weather headed this direction. May not get here for quite some time, or at least maybe not long enough to affect some of the morning travel that we've got going on out there. Also, something to be aware of, I am seeing on some of those traffic cameras just a little bit of fog. Visibility to Eisenhower National Airport still at 10 miles, so visibility not greatly affected. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
7:11 now, KNSS, and it's time for the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve. We've got a nice day coming up today. We do have a small chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms. And, of course, the State Fair has been greatly impacted by some of this rain lately. But we're now in the second half of the fair, and we're optimistic that the rest of it is going to be in much better shape than the first half. Of course, those muddy parking lots have been kind of not really favorable and not very kind to those that want to visit the fair. But if you're going up there today, make sure you come by our booth and say hello. It's just a very small chance of a couple of storms between now and about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Beyond that, the evening grandstand events are going to be in good shape. We are actually in our 11th wettest year on record here in Wichita. We've had over 30 inches of rain. The wettest happens to be up around 50 inches, so that first place prize definitely out of reach right now. But of course, with still, you know, several more months to go to finish off 2025, there's a strong chance we'll make it into top 10. I don't think we're going to see any widespread rainfall around Wichita today. It's just a small chance of a stray shower or thunder shower. It's a very different setup than Monday. The high up to 81. Tonight our low 64. The Kansas wind is going to start ramping up for Thursday and Friday. That's going to help push the high temperature back up close to 90. So for all the summer weather that we really haven't had over the past 2 to 3 weeks, well, we're getting a late summer rally coming up here as we move into the second half of this week. We're also going to go into the weekend with highs that will still be well into the 80s. Right now in Wichita, it's 64 degrees, beautiful sunrise out there this morning. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, well, what about the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson? I understand the parking situation is the same today, using shuttles and so forth. But does it look like it's going to dry out here in the next day or two?
You know, my suspicion is probably after today, because we'll have a bit of a breeze and more sunshine. I think the parking could get back to near normal. From what I heard yesterday, the people coming up by our booth, they were saying that the shuttle situation really wasn't that bad. They were getting around okay, and it sounded like the crowd was still reasonable. But we'll see. I hope that those parking lots can dry out, because I'm sure the fair organizers would love to have things kind of return to some kind of normalcy.
Absolutely.
Rather than forcing everybody to go park somewhere else.
All right.
What were the kind of crowds you were seeing yesterday?
It looked like there was a decent number of people. Now, when I was up there on Saturday with May, and I'm not saying she was the reason why it was real busy, but there were a lot of people on the fairgrounds Saturday, and it may be that way again at the end of this week with it drying out.
Yeah, it has to be May.
Does May have a 5x10 glossy? 8x10?
She does, yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it's got a little paw print on there, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great. All right. Thank you, Ross. Check with you again tomorrow morning, of course. That's the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve's head of the morning here, 7:15 on this Wednesday morning. It's the 10th day of September, and on this date, 36 years ago, 1989, Deion Sanders made sports history by becoming the only person to ever hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week in professional sports. September 6, 1989, Deion hit a home run for the New York Yankees. Then 4 days later, on this day, September 10th, 1989, he ran a punt back 68 yards to score a touchdown for the Atlanta Falcons.
He's doing it all.
I don't, you know.
That's pretty amazing.
I thought this guy was kind of a goofus. I never paid much of attention to him. Of course, he could always talk. He could always tell you how good he was.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he did some interesting things. Isn't he the coach now at Colorado, Ted? Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Bill O'Reilly's having a birthday today, 76 years old, of course. American conservative commentator, journalist, author, and television host.
The No Spin Zone.
The No Spin Zone. Bill O is 76 years old today. All right, yesterday's high in Wichita, 84. Today's normal high, 86, and we're going to warm up to 89 tomorrow.
Very nice.
Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, let's go to minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge finishing up the regular season with 6 games at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, against the Hooks. 2,500 fans there last night, and they didn't get to cheer about much because Wichita dominated. A 4-0 win for Wichita. Back-to-back wins for the Surge. 3 pitchers combined on a 2-hitter for the 13th shutout this season for Surge pitching. So, Wichita did not lose any ground for a playoff spot, but did not gain any ground either, because Wichita won, so did Tulsa in 13 innings. So Wichita is still two games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot, but now there's only five games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again tonight. Under a minor league baseball, a former Wichita State pitcher, L.J. McDonough, is pitching in Double-A with the Atlanta Braves. He got some action last night out of the bullpen, throwing a scoreless seventh inning. Former Shocker pitcher L.J. McDonough, a nice outing last night in Double-A with the Braves. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals last night in Cleveland. And the Royals, of course, are trying to chase down a playoff spot, but it's not going the right direction for the Royals as they are losing ground just about every night. Quick game last night, less than 2 hours in Cleveland. You heard it on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
For a second straight night here in Cleveland, the Guardian starter dominated Royals batters, and Cleveland won a second straight game over the Royals, 2-0, the final. We did see a pitcher's duel between Guardians lefty Joey Cantillo and Royals left-hander Noah Cameron. Cantillo, 8-plus scoreless frames. Cameron, 7 innings, 2 runs allowed. The first of those 2 Cleveland runs Noah gave up was a first-inning homer by Jose Ramirez, his 28th on the year. Game 3 of this series comes your way tonight.
Of course, you can hear that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, 5:30 p.m., KC at Cleveland. So the Royals have played 2 games in Cleveland now and haven't got an extra base hit yet. All the hits have been singles. Cleveland has won 5 in a row. The Royals have lost 3 in a row. Going the wrong direction.
Yep.
Men's soccer. Nice win yesterday on the west side of town for Newman University. The Newman men's soccer team with a 4-1 win over William Jewell. Back-to-back wins for Newman men's soccer. They improved 2-1 on the season. Go to Major League Baseball back there. The first place. Oh, I do want to mention before that, let's go to and talk about the World Cup in soccer action we have coming up next summer in the United States. Of course, Arrowhead Stadium is one of those venues. And we get to the point where tickets are going to be available.
The initial World Cup draw, which is limited to Visa card holders, kicks off today at 11 Eastern and runs through Friday, September 19th at the same time. Successful applicants will be notified by email starting on September 29th after a randomized selection process and will be provided with a date and time slot to purchase tickets. Group stage tickets will start at $60 and the most exclusive seats will reach up to $6,730 for the final. The 2026 World Cup will be hosted by 3 nations, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and will run from June 11th to July 19th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, Arrowhead is hosting 6 games next summer in June and July. The last of those games will be a quarterfinals game in the World Cup up at Arrowhead next summer. Yes, I did promise you a Major League Baseball. The first place Detroit Tigers won on the road last night in Yankee Stadium, walloping the Yankees 12-2. Finishing the game out of the bullpen for the Tigers, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Chris Paddock went the final 3 innings, 0 runs, 0 hits, 4 strikeouts. His first career major league save. Tigers have won 3 of their last 5. And a happy birthday today to a guy that played football at Fort Hays State and is in the NFL. Nathan Shepard is 32 years old today, defensive tackle, born in Canada, played college ball at Fort Hays State, drafted in the 3rd round by the Jets. He's currently in the final year of a contract with the New Orleans Saints. Happy birthday today. Happy 32nd birthday to former Fort Hays State football star Nathan Shepard of the Saints. He is 32 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Yeah, smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for a house call for help this morning. Shopping may be a significant source of stress for many of us. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 64 degrees in a cloudy sky. ICE agents are forced to retreat
after an immigration raid confrontation in New York State.
A standoff between immigration agents and protesters ended in upstate New York Tuesday, with officials leaving the scene with slashed tires. The confrontation happening at a job site where one worker was detained and others refused to come down from a rooftop. ICE and other federal agents arrived to carry out the operation, but the incident quickly escalated when more than 100 protesters showed up. Federal agents then abandoned their efforts to detain the other workers. Chris DiMeo, Fox News.
The city of Wichita is trying to make it more difficult for people convicted of violent crimes in Old Town to have future access to the district. City Council yesterday updating an ordinance on crime in the area. Sharon Dickgraff with the city law department says they want to keep troublemakers out of the area.
It would allow the court and my office the opportunity to file additional charges if these mapping restrictions were violated as part of the diversion and deferred judgment.
Anyone convicted of a violent crime in Old Town faces a fine of up to $2,500 and up to a year in jail.
Every 11 minutes, someone in the U.S. takes their own life. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will approve a proclamation declaring Suicide Awareness Week and Month in the county. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
What this proclamation does and what many of the efforts that we do in the community, and particularly through ComCare, it's just to elevate awareness that there are resources, there are people that can help. We do have a hotline, a national hotline, but it's staffed here locally through ComCare, through Sedgwick County's ComCare, called 988.
And Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Congress continues working on a deal to fund the government.
Republicans have made it a mission to pass 12 individual spending bills to fund the government through the end of September. With a funding deadline of September 30th, the likely outcome is a deal to extend government funding for a couple months. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says three of those 12 bills could be negotiated between the House and Senate.
If we can get to a conference committee, that's the first next important step in returning to that, so that's what we're advocating for.
Any deal to fund the government is going to need at least 60 votes in the Senate, meaning support from Democrats will be needed. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A federal court has upheld a Detroit area city's ban on LGBTQ pride flags, as well as other flags.
A U.S. district judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck. The lawsuit was filed after the city council voted to only allow the American flag, Michigan state flag, and flags that represent the international character of residents to fly from government property. The U.S. Census Bureau says 40% of the city's 27,000 people are foreign-born and has an all-Muslim council. Several council members say a pride flag flown in June, Pride Month in 2021 and 22, clashed with their values. The judge ruled the city's policy was okay because the ban doesn't exclusively cover pride flags. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Prepare for isolated showers and storms to move through the area through midday. Nothing heavy nor severe expected. Partly cloudy and 81 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy, 64 tonight. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Thursday. A high of 89. Copy and paste onto your Friday. More sunshine, more wind. Friday's high, 90. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now cloudy, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And because of current conditions, the Kansas State Fair parking lots will remain closed today, Wednesday, the 10th day of September, with the exception of handicap parking near gates 5 and 9 on State Fair Road. Shuttles will begin right now from 7:30. From the following locations: Hutchinson Sports Arena on East 11th Street, west side only, Hutchinson Uptown Mall, southwest corner, south of Hutchinson Vintage Market, and at Bold 3PL, east parking lot on East 17th. Shuttles will run approximately every 15 minutes. They will drop off and pick up at gates 9 and on Plum Street. So that's what's going on with the Kansas State Fair. There's a little water up there. You got to work around it.
It was more than a little.
Yeah, the other several years ago, I took my family up there, and it had been raining, and it was pretty muddy. But we made it through somehow. Somehow we made it through and got a nice evening with the grandkids. Ted, on this 870 years ago, Gunsmoke,
1955, Gunsmoke made its debut on TV.
Yeah, made the transition from radio to television.
Of course, it had been huge on the radio for years. And William Conrad was Matt Dillon on the radio.
Great voice.
That great big voice of his. He went on to be, what was that guy's name? What was the detective he played?
Cannon.
My dad liked that series a lot. But the Gunsmoke, if you're a student of the Old West, you realize that there really never was a Matt Dillon. There could have been a Doc Stone type person, I guess. But there, not Doc Holliday, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was kind of sanitized. Girls had, ladies had drinks with people and got paid to have a drink with you.
Set in Dodge City, Kansas.
Set in Dodge City. And every now and then you could see the mountains in the background.
Very popular show for decades.
I enjoyed it. Later on, after they got started, I enjoyed the give and take between Doc Stone and Festus. Because that was regular, that was old, that was just regular Kansas stuff right there.
It was good writing. It was
funny. I know that a lot of that came from Stone.
Well done.
Because he was from Kansas.
Sedgwick, Kansas.
And the back and forth like that, I've seen guys do that in Western Kansas. All right. We got a new survey talking about, they talked to more than 3,000 football fans.
Okay.
About their drinking habits.
Okay.
And many of them might have
half
been,
of them can't remember, but the other half
might have. Many of them might have been more honest than they are in with their doctors.
Even. Oh, okay.
Fan base with the heaviest drinkers is the Arizona Cardinals.
I would never have guessed that.
19% of Cardinals fans admit to downing 5 or more drinks on game day. Depending what the drinks are, you can get pretty well sloshed on that, which is really pushing the limits of the drink responsibly thing. The fan base that binges the least on game day is the Green Bay Packers.
See, I would have thought the opposite. I would have picked Green Bay as maybe number one.
You're up in that cooler environment. You should have a little more refreshment, or as we used to call it, antifreeze.
But I think Packers fans tend to bring in their own in all those layers of clothing that they're already wearing. Maybe I think there might be some flasks.
Maybe they're just lying
just
about
come
it.
Come on in.
When they're taking a survey, maybe they're just lying about it. Only 3% of Packers fans have 5 or more drinks. And the Chiefs fans are down near the bottom of the list. They, you know, they don't, they behave themselves. They don't drink too much on game day, but there you go. We have another,
Of course, 5 or more drinks. That's, oof.
Well, it depends on if you have more 4 hours or something, you know, whatever. A Saudi Arabian motorcyclist performed a nearly 1,000-foot wheelie while holding a handlebar in his mouth to break a Guinness World Record.
Oh.
Ahmed Othman clamped his jaws around the handlebar of his motorcycle to keep the vehicle steady during his wheelie in Jeddah, July 15th. He managed to ride in this position for 984 feet and 3 inches, officially breaking the Guinness World Record for the greatest distance motorcycle wheelie held by mouth.
I can't believe that. I think I've seen that in a Burt Reynolds movie.
Oh, well, Othman held
one of those Evel Knievel movies.
Yeah. Othman held his arms out at his sides to balance himself while attempting the wheelie, which lasted for just under a minute. But there you go. There's a world record. It's a Guinness record for everything you can think of, and there you go.
Of course, you see some of those motorcyclists on Douglas trying to do that, revving up their motors.
I've never been a motorcyclist. I didn't want to be. I didn't want to get on one. I had a couple of friends who were, they got into cycling, and I have one good friend who would go up to Sturgis every year for that big gathering up there.
Where there are thousands of motorcyclists.
Yeah, and gets a little raunchy up there.
I was right in the middle of that in Sturgis one year.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we were on a family vacation. We went up to Mount Rushmore.
Right.
We were right in the middle of all the Sturgis fun.
Bet you saw some interesting people there. All right, so, let's see here. What are we going to talk? Kansas State Fair is going on, as we mentioned a while ago. That goes on through Sunday.
We're now into the second half of the fair starting today.
I checked it out, and I found out that Halloween's on a Friday this year, so the trick-or-treaters can stay out later, I guess. Or if you're going to party, I'm thinking if somebody's going to have an adult party, at least they don't have to get up and go to work the next day. Halloween.
Look at you. You're planning ahead.
I'm planning way ahead. There's no doubt about it. Oh, got a birthday today. I'm sorry. It slipped my mind until just now that the president and CEO of Exploration Place, Adam Smith, having a birthday today. And Adam is going to be in our building here in just a little while because we're going to record an issue show with him about Exploration Place, which I've done.
Oh, I can't imagine what you have to talk about.
Oh, there's
my gosh.
Ton going on.
They are.
In fact, it's over the years.
All that construction.
Yeah. I was looking at the webpage the other day, and that's good. There's a lot going over.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some friends in town, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we were just going around town, different places, because they were from here, but they hadn't been here in like 40 years. And they wanted to go see Keeper of the Plains.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there, and I find out the parking lot is full because they're showing a movie over there at Exploration Place. And families were there. It was a beautiful night. Just, I don't know, several hundred people gathered on the riverbank to watch the movies.
Great location.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk with Adam, and a happy birthday to him. He's from the UK, you know. He's English. All right, Bill O'Reilly's having a birthday as well. He's 76 years old today. American conservative commentator, journalist, author, and television host.
The No Spin Zone.
The No Spin Zone. You got any birthdays to talk about today?
Just in sports.
Did you have one in sports? Okay.
We'll have one coming up in sports. 8 o'clock hour.
What's exciting in the world of Ted right now?
I don't know. Oh, I've got my 40th high school reunion is coming up. Well, that's probably going to be the highlight of my month.
That's pretty big deal. Is it going to be in September or August?
Yes, last end of September. I've got the class of 85 from Cape and Mount Carmel.
Okay. Think it'd be a big gathering, you think? Or do you plan any of that or you just show up?
I don't plan. No, I don't plan.
But you got some planners.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like all I see are people saying I can't come. I think Facebook has just destroyed high school reunions.
Do you really? Okay.
There's no doubt. Used to. You didn't have Facebook. You didn't know what people were doing, and they all showed up once every 10 years to see how you're doing.
Yeah, catch up.
Now with Facebook, everybody knows how everybody's doing.
Mm, that's a good point.
And a lot of these out-of-towners just don't show up.
Well, I get it. Of course, my class is strange because we are really into it every 5 years. We probably overdo it, but my children, they don't. That's no big deal to them to go to a reunion. So
I think Facebook has just completely obliterated the high school reunion.
Okay. All right. Well, 7:41 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The Koch family is looking at possible NFL ownership. Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal, coming up here with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve, 10 of the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita officials want to keep people convicted of violent crime out of Old Town.
Two.
Wichita City Council passes illegal dumping ordinance with increased fines.
One.
Possible human remains found in North Wichita. Detectives call it a suspicious death. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heavy traffic now due to that road construction. Eastbound Kellogg, and it's right around the Central Business District. And eastbound, that backup goes all the way back to West Street. Also, westbound traffic, that starts slowing down right now. Just a little ways past Oliver. And watch out if you're wanting to exit on to westbound Kellogg from southbound I-135. And starting to back up that direction as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 50% chance for rain today and a high of 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 89 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 64 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The weather brought to you by The Monarch. Today is Wednesday. That means $5 select whiskeys at The Monarch. They've got a menu of over 50 different pours marked for just $5 today. At The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. Apple has announced new products that are available for pre-order now.
Fox on 10.
Apple has new iPhones and other things for you. The Cupertino, California tech giant held its yearly product reveal and promised the world and its devoted customer base it wants to keep to ethos set by its late founder, Steve Jobs, that usable tech must look good, feel good, and work well.
For us, design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works. This philosophy guides everything we do.
Apple CEO Tim Cook during the presentation, which debuted iPhone 17, along with a Pro and Pro Max version, as well as a super thin first of its kind iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. Improved Apple Watches, including Ultra 3 with satellite connectivity, and AirPods Pro 3 with live translations, allowing wearers to speak with one another in differing languages. You can order your new Apple stuff today with Fox on Tech. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A positive close on the stock market Tuesday.
The major averages closing higher and at record levels after data revealed that employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported in the year that ended in March of 2025, according to the Labor Department. The jobs data revision is boosting bets for a Fed rate cut at its upcoming policy meeting next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, energy and healthcare were the best performers, while industrials lagged. Tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Google rose 2% for a fresh record close. And Apple stock fell 1% after the tech giant unveiled its new product lineup. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 196 points yesterday. S&P up 17 and the Nasdaq up 81. Koch family looking at possible NFL ownership. It is time for the Wichita Business Journal update and editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, a member of the Koch family may soon own 10% of the NFL's New York Giants. Julia Koch, the widow of David Koch, who died in 2019 and was the brother of Koch Company's co-CEO Charles Koch, is looking to make that investment. It's a $1 billion investment to become a minority owner. The Giants are estimated to be worth $10.1 to $10.5 billion, which would be the largest valuation of an NFL team and break the $6.05 billion record the Commanders owner paid.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 years ago, NFL owners will have to approve Julia Koch's ownership buy-in. She lives in New York and already has minority ownership stakes in the NBA's Brooklyn Nets and the WNBA's New York Liberty. A much smaller transaction this week happened at the Wichita School Board, which approved the sale of two of its closed elementary schools. The school district is selling the former Clark Elementary near Lincoln and Governor to Classical School of Wichita. That private faith-based school says it will make Clark its upper school campus, not far from its original campus at Kellogg and Woodlawn. The other school sold by the BOE is the former Payne Elementary near Harry and Meridian to a mental health nonprofit named Pixis. Payne went for $415,000, while Clark went for $600K. And a $13.6 million affordable housing development headed for Newton will support a nonprofit's mission to help transition young adults from the foster care system into stable, long-term housing. Ember Hope Youthville helps children and their families through innovating trauma-sensitive programs rooted in faith. Now, Hope Estates Housing Development will sit on the west side of Ember Help's 30-acre campus. A groundbreaking is scheduled for October with a completion date in 2026. The development will have 38 units, 20 of them as single-room apartments. Remaining units will have two or three bedrooms. Ember Hope received more than $11.5 million in federal and state low-income housing tax credits. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Business News on KNSS brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. That sounds like you were having a little difficulty there, but, you know, it's take a deep breath and
maybe Mr. Electric needs to charge my mouth a little bit. Boy, that was awful.
You were doing all right. It happens to everybody, even the best of it. Even Ted Woodward. Not Ted. He never seems to mispronounce or missay anything. I don't know why that is. Ted, can you explain that to us?
Oh, it happens plenty of times.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
But it's live, so we can't edit it out. That's one thing about the Steve and Ted Show. It's live and local. And
that is correct.
We don't get a do-over on this thing. Steve and Ted here on this. Talk about Mrs. Coke there. She's becoming quite a sports magnet, isn't she?
I guess. We'll see if she likes hockey and baseball next. Those seem to be the two sports she hasn't touched yet.
She probably gets a good seat at the stadium when those teams play, I would imagine.
I don't think she's in the upper deck, no.
No, she's not back there in the cheap seats. I'll be serious for just a second here, because today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and the Sedgwick County Commission is going to make a proclamation about that this morning. It's a growing problem. Numbers tell a shocking story. Every 40 seconds, someone takes their own life, according to the World Health Organization. That's about
it. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
800,000 people worldwide every year, although some estimates put that number closer to 1 million. Suicide is the leading cause of death for people aged 15 to 29, and for every suicide that results in death, there are as many as 40 attempted suicides. So this is the month we talk about it, and we think about it, and try to get the word out on what resources are available. There is a hotline here locally, 988, if you're thinking about doing something, that's a place to call. And this is one more resource. CompCare's got some good resources. And we'll be doing our issue show at the end of the week, our Sunday show, the Issues 2025 show. We'll be doing that on suicide and suicide prevention. So it's something that I don't know many people who have done that, but there are a few. And it's a very troubling situation. All right. Will you be with us again next hour? Are you going to be with us?
Yes, and my mouth will do better.
Just go get practice, do some exercises there. You'll be all right. You'll be fine next hour. All right, thank you. Thank you, Kirk. That's the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Right here with Steve and Ted twice a morning on KNSS. Coming up, as always, the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, yes.
It seems to come after the 7 o'clock hour almost every day.
Seems to.
Yeah, and we've got some stuff planned for you that's in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on Wichita's tougher new illegal dumping ordinance. That's on the way. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how the Wind Surge and the Royals are doing, trying to get playoff spots. Not much time left. We'll hit that coming up in sports.
And entertainment news is on the way, too.
Yes, we're getting things compiled for entertainment news in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
We have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.